I cried every day for 3 months. I don't mean sniffled. I mean I cried every day for 3 months, several times a day. And I finally got to a point where I made the decision that I did not want my life to be defined by my son's death, but I wanted it to be inspired by his life. And he lived a life of courage. Even in the depths of active addiction, the addict puts more courage into their day than the rest of us do most of our entire day. When you think about it, you're in a situation where you've been told by your boss, you miss another day, you're fired. You've been told by the junior college, you miss another day, all the years you put into this degree are for nothing because you're out and you're not coming back. Now you've got to decide, do I go to work or do I go to school with fever, with nausea, with diarrhea, or do I make a trip across town to the guy that hooked me up so that I can get through one more half of the day feeling somewhat normal? That's the decision that the addict is faced with every day. And so when someone says, why don't they just quit? Choice is much more complicated when you look at it in the terms of what they must face. And even in the life of active addiction, the addict makes more courageous decisions several times a day than many of us do in our normal, comfortable lives. And that's what I try to remind those that are in recovery. You know, use that courage that got you through these days and through this fog of addiction. Use it now to make the decisions that you must make, not just daily, but hourly, to continue your path to sobriety.
Moment to moment.
You've got that courage. It's there. Just call on it and bring it up.